Welcome to the Humanity Matters podcast, where we discuss and reflect on faith and philosophy, leadership and social issues. We want to engage in ideas and what it means to be a free human being in the pursuit of human flourishing. For more information, please visit our website, philipfletcher.org. And now, the Humanity Matters podcast. How's everybody doing? Good. Well, thank you for the opportunity to come and speak to the Lions Club today. I am very thankful to be here. My name is Dr. Philip Fletcher. Just a little bit about myself. I am the founder and executive director of the City of Hope Outreach, which is a nonprofit located in Conway, Arkansas, and we serve low-income communities and our neighbors, and that includes in terms of education, housing, and community development. And so we have an after-school program that is called Coho Academy, which serves young people in grades K through eighth grade, and they get help with personal development, some of which we'll talk about today, arts, literacy, STEM, and nutrition. We have a housing program that's in two parts. One is called the Hope Home, which provides housing for men who are coming out of incarceration, where they can stay up to 18 months and get assistance with housing, but also assistance in meeting whatever demands have to be met in terms of probation and parole, help them with financial savings, help them get a job, and then help them move towards independence. The second aspect of our housing program is what's called Hope Village, and that's going to be open in the spring of this year. And Hope Village is going to be 5 one-bedroom, 5 two-bedroom small homes, 640 square feet, where it'll provide housing, transitional housing for individuals who are homeless, veterans, and individuals who are just in need of better housing. And so that will open up, Lord willing, this spring. And then we have a nutrition program. It has a market. We have urban gardens. We have two in the city. And that provides free produce and also work opportunities for individuals who are looking to get involved. And so that's what Coho does, City of Hope Outreach. I've been doing that for 17 years. My side job on top of all that is I teach at Philander Smith University in Little Rock, where I am a professor of ethics and philosophy. And so I love talking about that to young minds and critical thinking and investigating all these different types of ethical theories of what and how those apply to the world. But today, I want to come to this group to talk about the importance of your personal development and its impact on the community. Now, one of the things I love about service organizations is the fact that you are oriented towards others. That your orientation is not inward, and there's a place for that, but you have an orientation toward other individuals, other groups, to meet a particular human need. And that's a beautiful thing. It's a powerful thing. It is something that is necessary because even on your website, and I'm reading directly from it, it says that the Lions Club believes in changing the world by serving the needs of our local community. You respond to needs. Respond to needs. That implies that for this group here and millions of you that are around the world, you see something. You see something and it does not sit right with you individually. But then also as a group, it does not sit right with the Lions Club. And one of the questions you have to ask yourself, and that you do ask yourself, you may not ask it specifically, but it's implied in the action, is the question is this, is what will happen if we do nothing? What will happen to that individual, that man, that woman, that child, that community? What will happen if, as we are going about our daily life, as we're going about our business, whether you're working or you're in the season of retirement, you see this need and you're moved by it, and then you ask yourself, what will happen if I do nothing? But the other thing is this, what will happen if we do nothing? And so for the Lions Club, that is what you seek to do. Now, since you are a club, since you are an organization is made up of individual men and women, like-minded people. And so it begins with you. It begins with you, sir. I'm not looking at anybody else. I'm looking at you. Yes, don't scoot down, but it begins with you. But here's the thing. There is one you, and then this young lady saw a need and said, I want to do something about it. And so, your name?
Basil.
Bonda. Basil and Bonda. So Basil and Bonda came together. Basil has an individual goal. There's a reason why Basil is here. And there's a reason why Bondel is here. Now, they might not be specifically the same, but running underneath their individual goals is something that ties them together. Now, what ties everybody together here in this room, now, I'm not a member of the Lions Club. I knew that was coming. Yeah. It's Conway. Yes. I hear from Rotary and Kiwanis and all the other ones. Yeah. But what ties us together is this beautiful thread of human dignity. So the first aspect of your personal development and its relationship to community impact as a group, meaning the Lions Club, is that individually, each one of you possess dignity. Now, dignity can be understood in many ways, but I would just like to offer to you this, that for Basil, for Bonda, for Philip, for Art, for each individual in here, we all possess the same dignity. And it's majestic. And it's beautiful. And it's creative. Timeless. It is what moves an individual to see something that is chaotic and says, hey, I want to bring some type of order into my own life. But it's this dignity that we possess. It's a dignity that says, I see something that is not lining up with how I think life should be, how the world should be. And it is prompting me to do something. But it begins with me. Now, the next aspect about dignity is the reality that we are subjects. What do I mean? If you will. Let me finish my drink here. We can either view one another as objects or subjects? Now, since I understand that when I look in the mirror, as I'm washing my face and brushing my teeth and getting ready for the day, that as I'm looking in the mirror, I'm seeing a person with dignity, invaluable. No price can be put on me. So I'm not an object. I can place a price on this plastic cup here. Let's just, for argument's sake, say it's 10 cents. And one of the illustrations I like to use is this, is that nobody in here would really care if I did that. It's an object. Okay, just go get another one. Let's go to the back, get me another one, fill it up. It's going to serve my purposes. It's going to meet my ends. It is a means to a end. But since the cup that has no dignity, it's just a cup. If I stepped on it right now, would you care? Would you care if I picked it up? Yes. But would you care that I stepped on it? Not really. Now, if I brought art up here and I pushed art off of this stage, how would you feel? Dang, art, man. Art, do you have any friends in here? None at all? Okay. Well, it's for argument's sake. Let's say that people care about the welfare of art, right? And we should be in utter disbelief that Dr. Fletcher pushed art off of this stage. Why? Art has dignity. But art is not an object. Art is a subject. Art is not a means to my end, but art is an end in and of himself. Do you hear the difference? I would instead, treating art as subject, not push him off of the stage, but if need be, step off of the stage and help him down off of the stage. Why? Because me and him possess the same dignity, and I want to acknowledge that he is a subject just like I am a subject. We are persons. Which leads to the third point. So we have dignity, we are subjects, and so since we are tied together through our dignity, since we are tied together by our subjectivity, our personhood, it should lead towards empathy. Empathy. That I understand in some form or fashion what it is that you go through on a daily basis. Now, we may not go through the same exact same difficulties, but I can understand at some fundamental level what it means to suffer, what it means to experience loss, disappointment, unmet expectations, conflict. And so since it begins with me, when I see Bonda, correct? When I approach Bonda in whatever difficulty it is that she is existing in, I should look at Bonda and see myself. And then at that moment, as an individual, as I'm looking at Bonda, I'm asking myself, how is it that I want to be approached? What is it that I need to have said to me or not said to me? Why? Because Bonda is not an object to my to be used to satisfy my own end, but I'm coming alongside Bonda so that she can experience flourishing happiness, joy, kindness, compassion, gentleness, like I want to experience it. So it begins with you individually. Now, what happens when an individual gets with other individuals who recognize their dignity, who recognize their subjectivity, and who can be empathetic? You get beautiful people like the Lions Club. And so now you move from a host of different individuals who have a number of different goals, but those goals are all sitting on top of, I want to do good for others. I want to do something that highlights their dignity, that highlights that they are human beings who matter, and that highlights as well that I have the ability to empathize with others who are in some type of difficulty. I'll go find me a Lions Club. I'll go read that mission statement and say, oh my gosh, that lines up with what it is that I want to do in my community. So now you've oriented yourself along with other individuals who have oriented themselves to a common vision with common goals. And so as individuals, as a Lion Club, you're on a great adventure. That's how I see organizations like this. You're not on an adventure by yourself, but you are on an adventure with other like-minded individuals. I define it this way, that you are on a call to adventure, an adventure of self-discovery and conquering of social monsters which seek to negatively impact individuals and devour their opportunity. You are men and women who are called to inspire hope and create new paths towards human flourishing. You, Lions Club members, are on an adventure. You may not look at it that way, but it is. Adventure, you know, like Lord of the Rings, Gandalf and Frodo, Aragorn. They're on an adventure to conquer sorrow, but they're on an adventure. And on that adventure, friendship happens. On that adventure, challenge happens, and they find out things about themselves and about their companions. And there's disappointment. And yes, there's going to be loss, but their eye is fixed on Mordor and victory. I'm a Star Wars fan. Love it. They're on an adventure, being called farm boy, a princess, a smuggler, a Wookiee, an old man. But again, they have a common vision, a common goal to take down the empire. But there's loss on the way. But there's self-discovery and the hope that there would be freedom. They're on an adventure. I was in the military, serving in Iraq, OIF-3, leading soldiers. But we were if you will, on an adventure for freedom's sake. There was loss, there was disappointment, but we had a common goal and a common vision. The Lions Club, again, is on an adventure. And you, men and women, through your service activities, through your discussions and getting together, you are on an adventure. You've identified these are the monsters, if you will, that we need to confront. And I'm not going to do it by myself, but I found like-minded companions who can go with us to Mordor, to the Death Star, to the war zone, and we are going to do it together. And if you remember that you're on an adventure, you'll find joy in it. If you remember that you're on an adventure, you will find that, oh my gosh, I'm going to discover new things about myself. And those things that I was once fearful of, no, I'm not as fearful about them anymore. But even more so, these beautiful things that we're doing to alleviate some type of difficulty, some type of individual or community suffering, we are about to slay that monster. And on the other side of that, there'll be men, women, and children who have hope, who will find new opportunities. It doesn't matter the age. It doesn't matter how much you've got. But if you can remember that I, as an individual, have dignity and subjectivity and empathy, and then we as a group carry dignity and subjectivity and empathy, as we continue on this adventure as a Lions Club, imagine the ongoing impact that you're going to have in your community, but also look to your left and right. To the person to your left and to your right. And how much stronger the bond will be, how much more faithful you will be toward one another, and how much more faithful you will be to the vision and the mission of the Lions Club. And so questions you can ask yourself is, what opportunities are we offering to our community so that they can recognize their human dignity? What opportunities is the Lions Club offering to the communities that you serve so that those in those communities can recognize their own human dignity? Another question you can ask is, reflect on a time where you went through suffering. Now ask yourself, how would you want to be approached in that difficulty? Dignity, subjectivity, empathy. These are necessary components that will help you individually, but then also help this organization as a group continue on this grand adventure. A grand adventure of what? Of changing the world by serving the needs of your local communities. By being part of one of that 1.4 million Lions around the world who are responding to local and global challenges with kindness and care. Thank you very much.
Hey, if you found something of value, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Find us on Facebook at Dr. Philip Fletcher. Find us on Twitter at Phil Fletcher. And as always, visit us on the website philipfletcher.org.